USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
When the 1/6 House Select Committee resumes public hearings on Tuesday, it will focus on how former President Trump and his allies pressured officials in key battleground states to overturn election results in his favor. Key witnesses will include Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, his deputy Gabe Sterling, along with Arizona State House Speaker Rusty Bowers. In a recorded phone call, Trump asked Raffensperger to find more votes for his reelection bid. President Biden says he'll have a decision on whether he would support a holiday on the federal gas tax by the end of the week. Suspending the tax could save as much as 18.4 cents a gallon. The average gas price, according to AAA, is now hovering below the $5 mark. Wall Street was closed for Monday due to the Juneteenth federal holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.